Here's a good trivia question for you. What's the biggest selling album in American history? You probably won't guess it at first. It's the Eagles' Greatest Hits 1971 through 75, which was ironically released a year before some of their greatest hits. It all began in 1971 with their debut album, The Eagles. However, like everything the Eagles have ever done, the process was neither peaceful nor an easy feeling. Saving harmony for their music, according to Don Henley, the sound is unique.
Glenn started the band, and he's the one that had the vision. He's the one who named the band. He's the one who found the first hit single and sang it. And, you know, it's basically his band.
Along with the Beatles, Elvis Presley, Led Zeppelin, and Garth Brooks, the Eagles are among the top five best-selling artists in the United States. Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Smith are all pushing their 60s now. Late last October, the Eagles released their first new material in 28 years. The album debuted at number one on the charts and is multi-platinum. The Eagles returned with the band's seventh studio album, Long Road Out of Eden. 36 years later, fans still line up to pay hundreds of dollars to hear their favorites, according to Glenn Frey.
Take It Easy, Witchy Woman, Peaceful Easy Feeling, Desperado, Tequila Sunrise, Already Gone, Best of My Love, One of These Nights.
According to Joe Walsh, the band has seen it all. Walsh added the rock edge to the band. Walsh joined the band when Sex Didn't Kill and Drugs Banned the Mind, a time when the band had more money and jets than they knew what to do with. The Eagles' reunion tour, Hell Freezes Over, after a 14-year vacation, grossed over $250 million.
We're just setting up to rehearse, and, you know, we hear this do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- go, hey, that's a song. That's a song. Save that. Save that, man. So then we actually started jamming on it.
Critics feel Long Road Out of Eden, the Eagles' latest album, could be their biggest selling album yet. Collectively, the Eagles have sold more than 120 million albums worldwide.